Well, hey ho, you land lovers, here's a tale of a ship of shame. A leaky tub that's manned by slaves, and the Bucket of Rust is her name. Bucket of Rust is her name. The flag of convenience, she flies the Jolly Roger of today, with laundered money, contraband, and drugs, and a crew that gets no pay. Bucket of Rust is a grimy old heap, it's a wonder she can float. And if she sinks, you can't escape, you can't launch the safety boat. Launch the safety boat. Hey, your rhinos are full of slime and scum, but what's even worse than that is a rancid food in the galley must be shared with the roach and rat. Gotta share it with the roach and the rat. Bucket of Rust is a great success, she's welcome in our ports. She undercuts our local ships with her cheapness and her rods. Cheapness and her rods. Deregulated industry is her blood, her lifeline. You can be substandard and be a sweatshop, and the government don't mind. No, the government don't mind. To say the Bucket of Rust, could this have been God's will? On the Great Barrier Reef she ran aground with two crew members killed. Two crew members killed. And it took them 12 days to blast her away and free her from the reef. And all through the time the oil she spilled, it brought the sea to grief. You know, it brought the sea to grief. It's hard to believe, but this story ends well for this great heap of shit. Minister for Transport saved the day when he issued a new permit. John Anderson is his name. It's a true story. Must be competitive, he said, in the world economy. So the Bucket of Rust continues to crawl like a coffin on the sea. A coffin on the sea. Yeah, the Bucket of Rust continues to crawl upon the grimy sea.